USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of a squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence in Detroit, Michigan, talking about the economy.
The unemployment rate has dropped to a near 50-year low. We've seen the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans ever recorded. The American dream is working again for every American.
The white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man named Eric Garner fired. The video at the time going viral, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pentolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hard-working police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. In USA News for Your Health, vaping potentially a huge problem for some former smokers. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, investigating after dozens and dozens of people sent to the hospital with serious lung issues linked to vaping and e-cigarettes. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Nearly 100 possible cases of severe lung illness have been reported in 14 states since June, including 30 cases alone in Wisconsin. The CDC says there's no conclusive evidence that an infectious disease is causing the illnesses. The health agency says it appears all of the cases are similar and possibly linked to e-cigarette use. The patients have mostly been adolescents and young adults who've come down with severe breathing issues requiring hospitalization.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.